Well, today we have the passage from St. Luke, chapter 5, the first 11 verses. And there's so many wonderful details that St. Luke gives us about this event of the great catch of fish. And we see before this occurred, the Lord was preaching by the lakeshore, and the crowd was so hungry for the word of God, they kept pushing Jesus further and further, closer to the water. Probably he was even stepping into the water. And so we see first this great desire that people have for nourishment, to be taught the word of God. The Lord was preaching the word of God. People were just pressing in on him so much because they were so hungry for the word of God. So we see this. Everybody has a hungry heart. Everybody has this desire for happiness, a desire to know God, desire to know the truth. And so we see the crowd pressing in on Jesus here on the lakeshore of the Sea of Galilee. So the Lord kept backing up further and further. He noticed a couple boats had just come in from a long night of fishing. The boats were sitting there. And so he just steps into one of the boats and happened to be the one belonging to Simon, who would later be given the name Peter. He would be the first pope. And he asked Simon, could he put out a short distance from the shore? And so he did, and Jesus sat down, and he taught the crowds from the boat. And the fathers of the church see in this the great symbolism that Jesus always teaches from the bark of St. Peter, from the boat of St. Peter. And even today, if you want to hear the message of Christ, you go to the church, and you hear the voice of Christ coming from the church and through the church to the world. And then, after using this boat as his first pulpit, he then says, Simon, let's go fishing. Now, Simon was very reluctant to do this because he had just tried to fish all night long and had caught nothing, because he was fishing of his own power without Christ. And so, a very tough work, these fishermen, because they had these huge nets, like drag nets, and they would have to throw them into the water and then wait and then pull them back in. They caught nothing, they would go to a different location, throw the nets in, and caught nothing. They did that all night long. Very tiring work, very frustrating work for these fishermen. So they had done this all night, they had caught nothing. Simon Peter was reluctant to go out again during the day. The fish were never at the surface of the water. They were always lower because of the heat of the sun, and much more difficult work. But he willingly says yes to the Lord. He says, well, we tried all night and caught nothing, but he says, at your command, I will obey you and I will lower the nets. Jesus says, put out into the deep. The deep part of the Sea of Galilee is 150 feet deep in its deepest area. Sea of Galilee is 13 miles long by 7 miles wide and is known for its great amount of abundance of fish. But again, the night before, without Christ, they caught nothing. But now with the simple obedience of the Lord's words, they throw the net and it's completely filled with fish. Filled so much that they could not even pull it up. And so they had to call the other boat from the shore to come out to help them. So James and John get out there as soon as they could. They row out to where they were. And it says they filled both boats with fish. Imagine that, because Peter's boat was in danger of sinking, but it did not sink. And again, the fathers of the church see in this boat represents the Catholic Church, that even though the church would go through difficult times, it would not sink. The church will last forever. It is indestructible. Even though Nero tried to destroy the church, and Diocletian tried to destroy the church, and Napoleon tried to destroy the church, they're all gone, but the church continues. So the boat does not sink. They fill both boats with water. And again, the fathers of the church see this as the eastern and the western rites of the church. And then they bring all of this to shore, which shows the future prophecy of how many souls that the church would eventually have. Where today we have, 1.2 billion Catholics throughout the world. And so we see this boat is full of the future catch of souls. Well, Peter is so shocked. He is so amazed. This really gets his attention. It says, he was astonished at the large catch of fish, and it seized him and just shook him so terribly and impressed him so deeply. Now, the humorous thing is that the day before, Jesus had cured Peter's mother-in-law. It did not faze Peter a bit. You know, Peter didn't fall to the ground and say, Lord, you cured my mother-in-law. I can't believe it. In fact, Bishop Sheen later on says that's the reason why Peter denied the Lord three times. But he's just joking, of course. But fish, that got Peter's attention. And so he falls to his knees and says, Lord, depart from me. I'm not worthy to be around you. I am a sinful man. So Peter realizes the sinfulness of his soul. Says, Lord, I'm not worthy to be in your presence. Earlier he had called him Master. We have worked hard all night and caught nothing. Now he calls him Lord. So he realized that this was more than just a teacher, more than just a master. He realizes that he is the Lord. He says, I am a sinful man, depart from me. He sees he's unworthy. But Jesus says, no, I'm going to choose you anyway. I'm going to give you a new job. He says, do not be afraid. From now on you'll be catching men. You'll be a fisher of men. You'll be catching souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, you caught a large number of fish today, but that's just a foreshadowing, a prefigurement of the large catch of fish. And remember, the first time Peter would preach on Pentecost, 3,000 were added to the church. Again, we see this amazing episode of the large catch of fish and the beautiful details that St. Luke gives us. So it's something to think about and meditate upon today.